the interesting thing about sound and emotions is that emotions have been measured scientifically to have a sound.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. The NIH estimates nearly 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder. To put that in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. You'll be as surprised as I was to find out what autoimmune entails. I brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted. So let's get started. Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And as always, it's my pleasure to be with you here tonight. It's a pre-record today, but it's appearing, air quotes, live Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and then obviously later in podcasts, which I just love. And oh my goodness, I've got great plans for the weekend. I hope you do too. It's so important when we are going through any sort of dis-ease and striving to be thrivers, and I say we're a community of thrivers, regardless of where we are on that healing spectrum, to find places of happiness and joy. So plan something for your next day off to do something fun, something that you wouldn't normally do. I find that's always when I have the most fun and the most laughter is when I just don't know what to expect. And I like to do that. I like to do things I've never done before. And so I've got some fun things planned with some family members, which I don't know what they have planned. So obviously it's going to be a surprise. Anyway, I've got my chai tea with me here tonight. I'm just going to take a sip. You probably noticed I've been on this chai tea kick. Yeah, I know. I'm going to get back to those other teas pretty soon, but right now I'm on this chai tea kick. It's really the homemade almond milk that attracted to me as well. And tonight, oh my goodness, I'm so excited because we have a return guest. Our last interview was so intriguing to me. I guess I'd never really thought about it and what she does. But her name is Sharon Karn, and she is an author, speaker, musician, recording artist, sound healer, and consultant. Now, I want to reiterate, underline that sound healer. You heard that right. She's been a faculty member of the Conservatory of Mount Royal University in Calgary, Alberta since 1988. And she is a founder of Sound Wellness, a group whose programs are at the forefront of education and how sound and music can be easily applied to everyday life to reduce stress, help you focus and concentrate, energize you, support your health and healing, and inspire you. And Sharon is the author of Listen from the Inside Out and has produced multiple records, CDs, solo and with others. And tonight, I had her back because you might have noticed the last few weeks we've had this, I'll say, unintended series. It's coincidental in a way, but I just find it so amazing how serendipitous it is. And one of the things that helped me move very quickly once I discovered it in my healing journey was understanding the power of trapped emotions and past traumas and how those can get lodged in our body. Then I had the opportunity of meeting a harpist. She's a music therapist, and she was playing the harp for me in certain tones that matched my voice. And I was like, this is very strange. But after the session, I was blown away. So I immediately called Sharon and said, Sharon, come on back on the Autoimmune Hour and explain to me what's happening here. So welcome, Sharon. Thanks for coming back here to talk to us about sound and how it can help us heal.
Thank you so much, Sharon. I'm so excited to be back here. And what a remarkable experience with the harpist.
It was. And I was I wasn't honestly expecting, but she said, let me play you a song. She says, I'm just going to write it. It's just going to flow. It's not like something she'd written before. And she listened to my voice. She had me tell her a little story. And the next thing I know, she's playing music. And I have to be honest, sometimes there would be a chord that was a little off into my ear or something. And she said, oh, no, that's completely intentional. But after the 45 minutes or so was up, oh my gosh, I could not believe my state of mind, the peace in my body. I was just like blown away. So let's talk a little bit. How does sound do that? I know that's a huge question. So you just jump in wherever that you want. I'm mesmerized, blown away by that. So let's talk a little bit about how sound does promote healing.
Well, the fabulous question, Sharon, and it takes books to answer.
I know, just jump in wherever you feel like the spirit moves you.
Yeah, well, as far as the experience of the sound, you said you felt so much peace in your body. And one of the interesting things, and you were also talking about emotions being placed in the body. Sound is a very physical energy, and we don't always connect our understanding of sound as a physical energy. We think we just hear it with our ears, but that is so far from the truth, because wow, sound goes through you. Sound goes through matter.
I remember that from my teenage rock and roll, loud as shaking the windows.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, okay, I can get on board with that.
Oh yeah, and it's that deep bass, right? And whenever that boom car is up beside you in the when you stop at the red light, it's just like it's boom, boom. You can feel it go through your body.
Yeah. So,
those experiences, we pretty well all had those. And so we know what it feels like when we're reminded that sound goes through us. Sound is a vibrational energy, and it carries thought and intention, just like the radio station, for example, carries the news and the music and the commercials and all of those other things. It's a carrier wave. Sound is a carrier wave for intention. So as it goes through you, it sets up a state of vibration right at the atomic level, because sound has to move matter in order to travel. So it's pushing against your atoms. And as it's pushing against your atoms, then it's creating a state of vibration in your entire being. And I say being because it's not just your body. There's a lot of science about the biofield, which is the energetic field around the human body as an information gathering network through the chakras. For one of the ways it brings information into the body and out. So this state of vibration is not only in the atoms of your body, it's also in all of that energy in that 99.9% empty space that's within the atom. So everything is moving and vibrating. Now, when you have energy, like an emotional energy, especially when it's a thought that's repeated over and over again, or an experience that is brought back again and again by memories, or it's triggered, then there's a place in the body where that's usually stuffed. And when this state of vibration is going on, and when the experience is created by someone who is creating an intention, riding on that sound, that helps to loosen this up, it shakes up this emotional energy and allows it to go. And that's the cool thing about sound, because many times there are a lot of clinical ways in which we go through the discussion and go through the experience, recreate the experience. There's a lot of brilliant ways in which we can do that. The cool thing about sound is that it loosens the physical energy itself of the emotion at the energetic level, and it loosens it up so much it can start moving, which is good, and hopefully move out. Occasionally, when I've worked with clients, it moves to another place in the body. So we continue to work on it and then allow it to move out. And it doesn't need story. It's a non-verbal process. It's a sound process. And it's so fascinating.
Oh, it is so fascinating. And a couple of pictures came to my mind when you said that. First, you were talking about this vibrating and it moves it out. I guess one of the pictures that came to my mind was sort of like shaking a soda bottle and then taking off the lid.
They're really not as explosive.
It'd be fun, you know? I don't know.
I don't know.
But I had never really thought of music or sound in that way. It makes perfect sense as you're describing it. Absolutely. Like I said, thinking back to my rock and rolls and my parents knocking on my door, turn that down, you're shaking the windows. One of the things that about trapped emotions, and I've told this story on the show before, years ago, I've had the same massage therapist in my world for 30 plus years. I just adore her. So she knows me pretty well. She's seen me through pregnancies and also the autoimmune condition, all sorts of things. And this was years ago, probably 10 or more years ago, when I kept complaining about a shoulder pain. And she was working on it. I was actually seeing a physician for it. Nobody could fix it. And until one day, just out of the blue, she goes, "Well, Sharon, if you take the knife out of your back, you'd be fine." And it was a great metaphor. But it was one of those times where I thought about it. And I said, "You're right. Every time that happens, I get the shoulder pain." And so fascinating to me about how these are trapped. How does sound, or a sound therapist, someone like yourself, and the harpist, do you know where that is? I mean, are you like working just on my shoulder with sound, or is it just the overall experience finds it and releases it?
That's an interesting question, because there's different tools I use depending on what the issue is that's being presented at that moment. And it's interesting about the knife in the back, because this is very much a part of physical issues. Many physical issues are exacerbated by emotional stuff.
Oh, and yes. When emotional, I think a lot of people with autoimmune can go, yep, stress reduction, getting rid of toxic people, not just toxic food, toxic chemicals, but toxic people is when the healing starts to happen.
Oh, so true, Sharon. So true. And when someone describes to me what's going on with a part of the body, then there's a process I go through depending on what the issue is being presented as. Because people will usually say, "Well, as you did, I have this pain in my shoulder." And then the comment about the knife in the back that is really helpful. And because sound is that vibrational energy that moves matter, then it is something that you can direct to a particular area of the body. So when I'm working with someone, I ask them if there's a particular area of the body that's coming to their attention. And it can be a part of the body that's not necessarily what is the issue, the pain that brought them to me in the first place. It can be a different part of the body completely to what they're feeling. And so we go with that. And sometimes if I feel something needs a really big shakeup, then I use my old Tibetan bowl, and I have it here because for those on video will be able to see it, and for audio, if it's okay, I can.
Yes, let's hear.
We can all hear it. I love this old bowl. It's huge. It has a lot of weight. So if I've got an issue going on in the body, or a client with an issue, I'll put it right on the body and whack the daylights out of it.
Let's describe a little bit of it. So for people not on video, what is that made of? That's beautiful. It's very ornate.
The bowl is, this is an old bowl that could be hundreds of years old. It's made of 7 different metals traditionally, and it's hard to know exactly which ones are in here because you'd have to take a piece of it and have it analyzed in a laboratory, and I don't really want to do that. So it's traditionally they were made with 7 metals, and it's rough on the outside. So all of the roughness is part of the way it was, just an understanding, I guess, of how it was made. When the bowl is constructed, it's hand hammered into a bowl shape from a flat piece of metal. And every hammer stroke is accompanied by an om or a prayer or a mantra, as these old bowls were made. So they're infused with this beautiful, prayerful healing energy. And so when you strike them, it has an energy that most people with this bowl in particular just go,
oh. Well, we need to take a quick commercial break in just a couple, probably 30 or 40 seconds. Let's hear it on the way out to our commercial break, Sharon. That'd be awesome. It's a gorgeous bowl.
Okay, so here's the sound.
Oh, one more time. Oh, boy, you just feel that all the way down to your toes, Sharon.
Okay, I'll play it one more.
And with that, folks, we'll be right back with Sharon Karn and more about this amazing ability of sound to help us heal. We'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction, but recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at pinkychenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E. Thanks. See you there.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions. But they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for. That new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee, and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And as we left for that commercial break, Sharon Karn, she is a master recording artist, sound healer, and consultant from SoundWellness.com. She played for us one of her ancient Tibetan bowls that just, I have to tell you, Sharon, I'm still vibrating a little bit. And that is like, we're a long ways away. We're not in the same room together. That's like over my headphones here. Oh my goodness. Wow. So let's talk a little bit about, I don't know what they're called, like sort of a mallet type thing that struck the bowl. But there's other ways that you infuse sound into this healing. I've seen you like ring the top of bowls and things like that. So let's talk a little bit about more about the different ways that we can bring sound in.
Just using the bowl in particular, Sharon?
Oh, anything. I'm open.
Okay. Well, I like the gong mallet with these old bowls because it brings out more of the range of frequencies of the bowl. And when we're dealing with emotional energy, this bowl in particular has a wide range of frequencies. We put them on a spectrum analyzer to get a measurement of all the different tones this bowl has. And it's practically every note of the scale. So it works well with most people because there's a resonance within it somewhere that can match an emotional energy. Because the trick about sound, and you mentioned the harpist matching the sound of your voice with her music. The interesting thing about sound and emotions is that emotions have been measured scientifically to have a sound. They're called centic forms. And the bowl helps, and if the bowl has a sound in it, or the harp, or the forks, or the voice in particular, then when you match the sound of that stuck emotional energy, what happens is similar to what happens with the soprano who breaks the wine glass. If you imagine, and most people know the story or the theory of a soprano holding a wine glass, she'll tap the wine glass to get the sound of the crystal or the glass and then sing the same sound. When you sing the same sound to something that has the same sound, it creates a vibration within it. And remember, sound is a physical energy that pushes atoms and molecules, including the smaller than atoms and molecules, within an emotional energy. So what happens to the glass? It vibrates so much that it breaks apart. It cannot hold its structure anymore. When you match the sound of an emotion, it does the same thing. It shakes up the emotion so much it just can't stay there anymore. And so it has to go somewhere.
Wow. I had no idea. That makes perfect sense now that you're telling me. I started to see that when you said holding the crystal glass. Oh my gosh, that makes sense. Although, let me backtrack. A quick question came to mind as you were telling us that, because so what happens when, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but have you ever met someone and their voice triggers you to someone in your past that you just don't have fond memories of?
Yes.
I mean, it's like immediate flashback, like, oh my gosh, I forget that that's so-and-so, but that reminded me of my fourth grade teacher or, you know, or whatever. And it's fascinating to me when you were talking about sound. Now that we're talking about it, I'm starting to see how powerful sound is and how much we just sort of take it for granted, sort of like breathing. We need it. We use it, but we don't think about it very much, do we?
No, and thank you for bringing that up, Sharon, because that's so, so true. And part of my mission is to help people remember that sound has been used as one of our greatest healers for tens of thousands of years, maybe longer. So we've forgotten that aspect of sound because we're inundated with it. And when you go back to that place of that experience of having an emotion triggered by somebody's voice, that was planted in your body by that fourth grade teacher, and there was a resonance in that person's voice that activated that spot in your body and that memory. And so that's good information. Then you know what kinds of sounds, or you can reproduce a sound with your own voice. Your own voice carries every sound of your body anyway, including those emotional spots. And when you make the intention or create the intention to match an emotion in your body that is ready to go, then your own voice can be used in the same way the soprano breaks the wine glass.
Even if we say we can't sing?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Hoot. Doesn't matter. Hoot. No such thing as can't sing.
Well, you haven't heard me, but okay.
It's not really singing. It's what I call toning. It's allowing the body to express a sound, not the mind through the voice. The body.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Concept. Yeah, I've been told I get stuck in my head. So I see what you mean. So this is that right side of the brain, the creative, the imagination that's in tune with the body.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is that when you say toning? I saw a video on social media the other day, and I don't know if it was manipulated or not. Who knows? But I was fascinated where a man and a newborn baby, and the baby was crying, and he did om, om repeatedly, and the baby quieted down in a relatively short period of time. I'm fascinated. Was he matching the crying sound somehow with the tone, or is there a different way that you, because you were saying something about matching your voice. So I don't know where the question is there, but let's just run with this rabbit hole, because I'm fascinated by being able to make tones. Like, obviously, om has been around forever. What other tones can we use?
I'd love to just comment on this story and this because it's a fascinating rabbit hole. I love this rabbit hole. And I've seen that video, and we have a 4-month-old now, baby granddaughter. And when she was about 4 weeks or 6 weeks, we were watching her for a little while, and she got into a bit of a crying spell, and I remembered the video. So I started toning ohms to her, and she stopped crying, and she looked at me, and then she started remembering what the issue was, and she started crying again. So I thought, okay, let's see her name. And so I started singing her name to her. and she stopped crying completely. And I tried different pitches, usually with a baby. When you think of lullabies, lullabies are meant to be sung to babies to calm them down. They're usually lower notes. They're usually a slower rhythm in the lower part of the voice. So I was using a lower part of my voice and singing her name. And I think I was using, McKenna, that kind of sound. Uh-huh. And she stopped and she was fascinated. So I just carried her and walked around the room singing her name. And she wasn't quite smiling yet. I don't think that had quite was working yet. But it was really
quiet.
So yes, great rabbit hole.
Oh my gosh, that's so fascinating. So even at that young of age, but her name affected her. It did change her state. Wow, how fascinating. Oh my gosh. So if we're working with ourselves and we notice, like, we'll just go back to the metaphor of my shoulder, and I'm like, okay, I've somehow been made aware that this could be a trapped emotion or a partial trapped emotion might be affecting it. What kinds of sounds do we make? Does it matter? Obviously it mattered between the om and the McKenna. What kind of sounds do we make? Do we just kind of let our right brain run with it?
That's a fabulous question, because as part of this process of using the voice for emotional healing, I've seen more shifts and changes with this than any other sound tool, Sharon. It's phenomenal and it's so simple. And so let's just play with this for a moment. So is it your left shoulder?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay. My left. So, and for me, it's usually my right shoulder, because playing the guitar, that's the shoulder that works very hard, pressing on the frets. I play left-handed, so it's this shoulder for me. So there's a little bit of a tiredness there often when I've been practicing a lot. And so emotional stuff can go here. I tend to wear the weight of the world on my shoulders. And many of us do. So shoulders show up as, here's another thing that I have to deal with. Kind of issue.
These metaphors that we use, knife in your back, weight of the world on my shoulders,
Yeah. They're
really telling us something, aren't they?
They create real physical issues.
Wow.
So then what my intention is I want to go in with my awareness into that place, and it's a spot right underneath the shoulder blade where the muscles just kind of get rub against each other and they get a little tired and a little aggravated there. And then an emotional issue can go and plant itself. So I go in anything that goes on with me. I always do this process. Okay, the issue is in my shoulder. So I'm sending my awareness into my right shoulder, right underneath that shoulder blade. Ah, there's the spot. There's a little bit of a knot there. Now I'm going to ask it for its sound. This is the soprano tapping the wine glass to get the sound. So I just go in, I ask it for its sound, and I trust my body to express this sound through my voice. The brain stays out of it completely. So I go into the body, I go in behind that shoulder blade. There it is. I can see it. And I just allow that place in my body to express itself. If I'm working with someone through this, part of it is coaching them through staying out of the mind and allowing the body to express something. And it's sometimes these sounds come out as, you know.
Yeah, well, that was
that's been planted question. There. And it's creating physical issues.
Yeah, that was my next question. Warn family members what you're doing.
Exactly. And also do it in a place, if you're doing this on your own, do it in a place on your own where there is no one around you. This is something that's a deep emotional, physical process and needs your complete focus and no interruptions. This is powerful, powerful, powerful self-healing. It's also powerful healing to experience with someone guiding you through this process. That can be even more helpful, because when I'm working with someone as an empath, I kind of sense what's going on. And if something's moving, sometimes you loosen up an emotional issue and it might move to another part of the body. And I can usually sense that and ask a question, well, I'm getting a feeling that this feeling in your body you've been focusing on is moved. And they go, oh yeah, it's moved over to my throat.
How do you bring that up? My massage therapist always calls that chasing the bubble.
Exactly. Same thing. It's a powerful, 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 because it's a physical, remember, sound is physical energy. And so it's a physical way of loosening up emotional energy that's stuck when it comes to your awareness in a powerful, intentional, focused way, and allows that part of your body to heal better.
Oh, that's what we all want, to heal better, heal faster, heal quicker, and be able to be aware of what's wrong, because awareness is the key. So we need to take another quick commercial break. We'll be right back, and we'll be more with Sharon Karn about sound healing. This is just so fascinating to me. We'll be right back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And today we're here with sound healer and consultant, recording artist, musician, speaker, and author Sharon Karn. And she's from SoundWellness.com. And she's been sharing with us how sound is a real thing and how it helps move energy, stuck energy, anything not serving us, but that's a good use for it, but anything through our body. Let's talk some more, Sharon. I love this idea that we go into, maybe like we were sharing the idea of a shoulder, and we ask it for the sound, and we just let that come through without thinking about it, not getting stuck in the left brain, just let it come out. And then do we then breathe through it, or do we immediately ask it, okay, are you gone? Or you mentioned that it could move. What's the next step after we let that sound out?
Well, it's a process of continuing to be aware and gather information, Sharon. It's a good question. So just before the commercial, I was making the sound for that knot in my muscles underneath my right shoulders, my right shoulder. So as I make the sound, I create the intention. I'm asking for the sound of the emotional energy that is keeping the muscles tight there. There can be a physical reason too, but I'm after the emotional energy that's exacerbating it and keeping the body from healing itself. So I go and I make the sound of the emotion. I continue to make the sound of the emotion about 3 or 4 times. And then I go back in with my awareness and check that spot to see if it feels any better. I made that sound once just a few moments ago, and already my shoulder's feeling looser and better. So every emotional energy is different. Sometimes it's a process with clients with other several sessions, depending on where the issue's coming from. If it's coming from a childhood abuse, then sometimes in my experience working with people, then it takes a few sessions of clearing out what's going on in present day life, clearing emotional energy to get at the core. This is such a wonderful way to get at the core of what's going on in creating physical issues or issues with relationships in your life. It sometimes can be a process. So it's 3 or 4 tonings, go and check in, gather more information. And then sometimes I'll ask that spot in my body, is there a message you have for me? And some of the messages I get are tired. Or usually they're one word messages. When you're dealing with the right brain, it's very simple. They're not convoluted stories coming from a part of the body. It's usually 1 or 2 words, tired or angry or hurt or something like that is a message coming up, which is information about the energy of that emotion. So we go in and match the sound again until it feels completely free. And then also check if it's moved. Now, because sound is an energy that goes into your field also, I always check as I'm releasing something in myself or with a client, let's check the field. Because as it moves out of the body, it has to move into the field. And usually, I love your term of bubble, I create a golden bubble where all this emotional energy goes into, and I create the intention that its guides and angels or this golden bubble knows where this energy needs to go. So I just allow it to float into that golden bubble and allow it to float away once everything is complete. Always disconnecting any cord of energy. It's like an umbilical cord. When we've been hanging on to an issue for a long time, those repeated things that, oh, this always happens, oh, this always happens, then there's an energetic cord attached to that issue. So as it goes, cut the cord, release, see it dissolve as all that energy goes into the bubble. So there's no longer any connection there. And then allow that to go. Make sure nothing else is in the field, even down to the atoms. Every atom is in the golden bubble. Then it's allowed to go. So it frees the body, stimulates the natural healing response, of course, and brings you back to that permanent state of peace, which is who you are, which is your experience with the heart, with the harpist. Same process, different way of delivering it.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Different harp versus your beautiful bowls and things like that. But that's what's surprising to me is how powerful sound is. It doesn't have to be just one way.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Now, I have a couple more questions about this. So we've set our intention. We go and we talk to the spot, or actually maybe we don't know it's the spot. We have to maybe ask our whole body, direct me, guide me. Where's the spot?
Spots,
plural. And as we're doing this, and do you ever find that people, you were saying we're gathering up the emotional energy behind it, but do you ever find that they like start remembering the story behind that? Or do you start hearing little stories about, oh my gosh, that's, you know, I don't know, when little Johnny kicked me in third grade, do you ever find that people start having these stories or visualizations that happen with it as well?
Yes. And thank you for that question, because this is a great question, Sharon. And usually this is a complete nonverbal right brain process. We are connecting with the body. And so when the stories come up, I say, well, this is information that's not really necessary for this process. So let's just go back into the body. All we're doing is breaking the wine glass. We're shaking up, we're loosening up an emotional energy. Occasionally, people will feel it as it starts to move because it triggers the amygdala in the brain or a pattern emotional response. So when emotional response comes up, I just have tissues if necessary. It's usually not, maybe 20% of people have an emotional response with this, because we're gathering information from the body in a nonverbal way. I always say, well, we're gathering information. And we don't need the story for this. It's just information. So in a way, it separates you from the emotional triggers that bring the story back. We're gathering information. So then I always go back into that. We're gathering information. Let's let the story go for the moment. And we're treating this as an energy in the body that we're just loosening up and allowing to go.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that makes much more sense. I could see where maybe that story's been stuck and I didn't remember it for 40 years. And all of a sudden I'm like, okay, great. Now here it is again. The cord, you know, I pulled the cord up and pop, there it is right there in front of me. So I love that gathering information that keeps us out of victim mentality, that keeps us out of getting stuck in victim, which is critically important in our healing process, is to know that we're in control of our healing, not the other way around. So
exactly.
We need to take one more quick commercial break. We're a little ahead of schedule, but it seems like a right place to stop. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction. But recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at pinkychenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E. com. Thanks. See you there.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And today we're here with Sharon Karn. She's an author, speaker, musician, recording artist, and sound healer. And that's why we have her on. Sharon, this has just been awesome. I am so glad we had you back. And I think we're going to have you back again because I have many questions. But I want to make sure we have plenty of time here. Any final thoughts that you want to share about all of this amazing process you've been sharing? Are there any little like caveats or little asterisks or things that we should be aware of or refinements that you could just say, oh, this would put the cherry on the top?
Well, actually, and this is part of my process, Sharon, and when anything physical happens in my experience here in the body, then you have to figure out what's going on physically, gather information. And once I'm in that process of gathering information for whatever's going on with me, I always go into the emotional part of it too, because there's always an emotional connection with anything physical that's going on, unless it's a broken bone or something. Working with emotions can assist the healing process. It's something that is so helpful to your body to stimulate the natural healing process. When you go into the emotional stuff going on with something physical, it's a fabulous way to work.
Well, you know, I'm thinking about the emotional process. Even when you said, even with a broken bone, there can be emotions as the bone is healing, like, darn it, why did I not look where I was stepping and fall off the curb? I mean, you know, yeah. It could be as simple as sort of this beating up process too. So I think emotions play a big part in our healing, even when it is something that is not chronic, shall I say. It's an acute, it's a trauma, momentary, like you said, a broken bone, which, or, you know, catching a cold or something that we know will dissipate over time. And I can understand how we could get trapped in our emotions, even around coming down with a cold. Like, doggone it, I knew I shouldn't have, you know, hung out with her. She was sneezing all over everything. I'm glad you brought up all of this idea of emotions. I want to know more about your book, Listen from the Inside Out, as well as more about how people can get a hold of you and learn more about what you do there at Sound Wellness. Because I know you work with individual clients, but you also train practitioners. So let's just talk a little bit about your book and Sound Wellness.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. Sound Wellness has been really evolving since I started it. And part of that evolution is creating very, very high integrity, high level training for practitioners at the competency level. So we're training practitioners to the competency training, a competency certification training doesn't exist yet for practitioners in using sound, except for now we have created this level of training for practitioners. And so that's been a huge, huge, huge evolution at Sound Wellness. We get a lot of people coming to our programs and checking out our website and investigating some of the material we have there. And this is also in the book on how can I use sound to help me be better, to help my days be easier.
So we don't have to use it just for healing. We can just use it. And like you said, how can I help get through today?
Yeah. And a lot of that is in managing stress, because that's chronic. And we need a lot of different tools for managing stress. And sound is phenomenal and incredibly effective for this. So one of the things that we share in every program we have is how a lot of different ways, actually, and how sound works to help bring the body back into harmony, to bring that autonomic nervous system back into harmony with the sympathetic and parasympathetic. There's always going to be one spiking at one time or another, but it's creating that balance that is really helpful. So there's a lot of great sound tools and ways to use even the voice that help, in addition to all the other tools you have in your basket. So we have a lot of people coming for their own self-care and finding phenomenal results from using a lot of the tools. So the book is kind of a buffet of some of the different ways that you can use sound to help make your days easier, to help manage those stressful moments that come up. It's going through a second edition right now, which I'm hoping will be out in the spring. The first edition is on the website, and it's there with a lot of fabulous tools. I'm just adding to it because it's time to update the information in it.
Fantastic. And your website is soundwellness.com, guys. And I know you have a fabulous gift over there for people. So tell us a little bit about your gift for, I'll say, the average person, because I know you have a gift for practitioners as well. But let's talk about, for if I was to pop over there to soundwellness.com, what could I find?
Well, for those who are curious enough and want to find out more and who would love to join our email list, then there's two gifts, the one for practitioners, as you mentioned. And then we have a little booklet, which is in PDF, called 7 Sound Self-Care Tips. And these are ways, effective, simple ways that we've found to help people bring more of that ease and calm to their day. So there are some questions in here also that allow you to contemplate what's going on in your days and how you might be contributing to that. There's some good questions to answer or think about, and some great ways for you to bring more ease to your day.
Oh, wow. Well, we just have a couple of minutes left. I like this ease of your day. Since we're always on at 7 p.m. Friday night as our first playing of our interviews, what are some things we could do maybe this evening or tomorrow morning to bring peace and ease into our days, regardless of where we are on our healing journey? Let's just say, you know what? Let's just bring some, I'll call it in air quotes, generic peace and ease into our lives tonight as we finish up this program. What are some things that we could do to set the tone for this great coming next couple of days?
Oh, use the natural voice of the body. One of the ways to, when you have those stressful moments and you start feeling it, is feeling it building in your body, we sigh. That's the body's natural way of releasing pent-up energy and stress from your body. So I do what's called a vocalized sigh, which increases the release of endorphins that helps bring that nervous system into more harmony. This is what it sounds like. You can almost feel your shoulders drop. Do that three times and notice the difference.
Let's hear it one more time. That's a fascinating noise. There's something eerie about it.
It's just a vocalized sigh.
Okay.
Vocalized sigh that helps the body relax even more than just a... That works, but the vocalized one puts it on steroids. So, sounds like this again.
Flashes me back to my singing training where they had us sort of do our scales.
So, you don't need a scale. You just need a vocalized slide. Just start somewhere in the middle and let your voice gradually drop. That creates your whole body just going,
Oh, I love that. That is so great. That is great to know. And you know, just listening to it, it has a relaxing effect, even though I'm not having the, as you call it, the vibrations happening within my throat at this moment. I was just listening to it and having that happen. And I know with all my body language work, one of the things I've always talked about is the power of breath and breathing to relax the body. And people always look at me strange when I said, the inhale is a tension builder and the exhale is where the body relaxes. And a vocalized sigh, as you said, a sigh is just an exhale. So a forced exhale, but it's just an exhale. Fascinating. Oh my gosh. Any final little tips before we have to run?
Become aware of the sound around you because it's going through you and affecting you whether you realize it or not. So I just so encourage you to become aware of the sound around you.
Oh, yes. I mean, that was one of the things when I started the podcast that I started to notice what I call ambient noise. It was like, turn off the air conditioner, turn off this, turn off that. And oh my goodness, I forget, was it a couple of weeks ago? I can't remember exactly when it was. Wouldn't you know it, we were pre-recording a show and gosh darn it, the landscaper showed up. So, So become aware of the sound around you. Everyone, thank you so much, Sharon. This has just been fantastic. Thank you for bringing this to our attention about sound healing. Definitely going to give that a try and put it into practice as well. And go over to soundwellness.com to find out more about Sharon and all the programs that she has for sound healing. Be sure and join. Oh, before I forget, go over to lifeinterruptedradio.com as well. Join Transcribe Tribe. I think we're down to just having all but maybe five or six of them. I know we started just a few months ago and had to get caught up on the 160 plus episodes, but we are almost caught up. So go over to Life Interrupted Radio, sign up for Transcribe Tribe, be part of our tribe, be able to get our, I'll say every so often, newsletters. But look, I don't spam you with a lot of newsletters. You're lucky if you get one every couple of months. So just sign up now. Don't worry about being on the email list. To get the transcripts that you want, all the shows, past shows should be there pretty soon. As always, have a great weekend, whatever your adventures. Join me next Friday night, 7 p.m. for another great, fascinating episode. And as always, enjoy.
The information provided on LifeInterruptedRadio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio.
You
You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, "Sorry, I'm rambling," you say, "Thank you for listening." Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift. Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction. But recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at PinkyChenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E.com. Thanks. See you there.